Peter and Candy, a laughing man, that little that ere they didn't grow. They start with laughter, and with a beer. Peter and Candy, a laughing man, Peter and Candy, in the dark house. In the dark house again.
That smells good. Didn't expect you boys about so early.
Ah, we've got a bit of business to attend to.
And I have. Hey, up. Is that a bit of black pudding? Is it genuine from Ramsbottom?
Ramsbottom? It smells like it might have come from there.
Well, you're both wrong, because I bought it from Grimley's and you only made it fresh yesterday.
Well, you can keep it. I'll just have bacon and egg.
Ain't they goose eggs? There's one or two of them gone missing around here.
Well, these cost Peter half a crown on the market. Tell them, Peter.
Do I get a bit then, or what?
You can have mine with pleasure.
Hey, butter that big crust, Pete, and put a bit of pudding on it.
I don't want butter. Too greasy. Just dip mine in your egg yolk. I'll take it with me. I need to be somewhere.
I never thought Annie would go. Needs to be secret, does today.
Why are we trudging through the Duke's Woods, Ken? It says trespassers will be prosecuted.
Truffles, Pete.
I thought you needed a pig to find truffles.
I've arranged to borrow one.
Now I'm nervous. Who lends out pigs?
Pig farmers with a fondness for truffles who don't like the idea of being prosecuted. Hey, there he is.
He's a bit small.
Just untie him. As long as you can snuffle the truffle, he's fine. Hey, up! Keep hold of the string.
He's got a good pull on him.
Just don't let him go.
Oh, God, he's off.
God, I said hold tight. Hold tight, I said. Come on, don't lose him. I reckon he's been in training. There he goes, look, under them bushes. Go on, push through. I'm right behind you.
Turn the lights off.
Get your eyes used to it. Hey, there he is, look. Down that dip.
I can't see him. The leaves on the ground are deep enough to bury him.
I'll bury him when I get hold of him. What are you stopped for?
Hey. What's that big shed?
Where are you looking?
Right down there in the dip.
Hey. That ain't a shed, Pete. That's a barn. Come on, pull some more of it off. Our pig's in there.
There's got to be a door somewhere.
It's here, I think. Come on, give us a pull.
It's no good, Ken. It won't budge.
We'll find a branch or something. We'll have to lever it.
Oh, it's a heavy door, Ken.
That's the door. Come on, we can squeeze through.
It's pitch black. Oh, God, I don't like this. What was that?
Calm down.
We'll never get out of here.
If you're looking for the doorknob, it's not on my posterior.
Sorry, Ken, I'm a bit nervous. What should we do?
Now, you being a potential scout leader, I expect you have a torch in your pocket with a supply of spare batteries.
We've got pencil and paper.
Oh, I see. You're planning to use Braille. Never mind. I can see a faint bit of light right up there, look. Question is, how are you going to reach it? Could be our only way out, you know.
That noise. It came from all over here.
Ouch! Will you stop worrying about noises? I've told you it's the pig. What have you done?
I've fallen over this... God, look, it's an old ladder.
Hey, keep hold of it. I'm coming. Keep hold on it.
It's a bit rickety, Ken.
A bit short and all, but you'll manage.
What was that? It brushed on my leg, Ken. I don't like it. Are you sure it's the pig?
Was it cold?
Yes. What does that mean?
Oh, you best get up that ladder. I'll steady it for you.
Why me?
You're the daftest.
Pardon?
I said you're the deftest, Peter, the deftest.
Whoa. Oh, my God. Ken. Whoa, it's wobbling, Ken.
Look, I've got you. Come, look, wait. Can you just open the skylight? Are you all right?
I think it fell off. Hornets. Hundreds of them. Oh, they're fluttering. They're buzzing.
Oh. The moths, Peter. That's amazing. Hey, open your eyes. Come on, come down here. I said come down, not fall down.
Christ, get them off me. Where are they? Go, get off. I'm being attacked, Ken. Ken, where's the...
Hey. Oh, dear. Hey. Don't mind your language, me son. You nearly said fluffing then.
Sod the language, I'm being attacked by pterodactyls. Get them off me. Get them off. There are frigging thousands of them, Ken. Thousands. Get off.
Language. I thought you said there were hornets.
They might be poisonous or flesh-eating. Ken, help me. Ken? One's crawling up my leg, I can feel it. Get off! Get off!
Hey, oh, priceless, Peter, utterly priceless. Here you are.
Ken, they spray me with something. It's going to melt me, I know.
Come on, son. They're just moths. Oh, no. Hold on a minute. Oh, dear. Oh, there might be bats. You must have disturbed them.
Ken, it's gone cold in here. Maybe they're vampire bats.
Yeah, the Transylvanian Peter Eaters, I reckon. Sorry, mate. It's so funny. You know, I haven't had a laugh that good since the vicar buried the wrong person in the right grave. Or the other way around, can't remember. Sammy Wagstaff it were, 10 years ago. Priceless.
Okay. You've had your fun. Now get over here and get these flaming ladders off of me.
All right. Right, lad, come on. Over there. What's under them sheets?
Are you forgetting we've still got to get out of here? I might need hospital treatment.
Later on. I can smell profit here. Come on, grab hold of this. Let's see what's underneath it. Yeah, go on, pull. Just look at the dust.
I don't need to look at it. I'm flaming chewing it.
Right. Look what time on earth while you were rolling about under an alien attack.
What?
A torch, my boy, a torch. Now, let's explore further. Ooh.
What?
The batteries are flat.
Not left by a scout leader, then.
Wowie. Will you look at that?
It's foreign, isn't it? Citroen?
No. You're thinking of that French detective Mayday, wherever his name was. He drove one of them Citroens on the telly. And it was always raining.
What's this one, then? Who had these?
It's an MG. The Yanks loved them. Hey, if I'm right, this model is our pension fund. Go on, get a bit of rag and rub that little plate and then do a rubbing with that paper and pencil you're on about. Have you got a good impression?
I don't know.
Well, hold it up to the light.
Oh, that's good. It's really clear, Ken.
Excellent. Right. Now we cover it back up and get out of here sharpish.
We still haven't found the pig.
Look, you find the way out. Let me worry about the pig. Here, put this string in your pocket.
Them front doors were big.
Yeah, big enough to get a car out. Unnoticed, I reckon. Did you make sure the ivy were back, you know, back in place?
I did. But the skylight wasn't.
Oh, that's all right. Folk would just think that's fell off natural, like.
Hey, what about them moths?
Oh, I'd forgotten about them. That's given me an idea.
Oh, God, not another one.
Peter, you worry me. You still shy away from life's opportunities, you know?
No, I don't. There, look, there. Ain't that our pig? What's he doing?
He's digging, bless him. Come on, get that string out your pocket.
The day started and ended with eating.
Well, how do you like your truffled pheasant, then?
Only one thing wrong, Ken.
Oh, I'll just check that barrel. And then I'll tell you about a new idea I've got.
I was wondering if that new idea of yours might mean unwarranted public exposure on my part.
I promise you, Peter, you won't have to expose your parts.